This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Happy Thursday, it's May 14th. Later in our episode, hear about how quarantine is affecting those battling addiction and tips to stay on course. But now, our news. Well, here's a new one. Are llamas going to be vital in securing the cure to coronavirus? Researchers in Belgium have done a series of virus studies, including both SARS and MERS, on llamas, one in particular named Winter. After finding that her antibodies staved off those other infections, the scientists assume that those same antibodies could also neutralize the new virus that causes COVID-19. And they were right. Llamas' antibodies are easily manipulated. They can be linked or fused with other antibodies, including humans, and remain stable despite those manipulations. Scientists have used llamas' antibodies in HIV and influenza research, finding promising therapies for both viruses. COVID-19 is a huge global event that wasn't really predicted by major astrologers. Yes, this next one's about the stars, so tune out now if it's not your thing. But people were mad when they weren't warned. So the New York Times asked this question, will coronavirus also kill astrology? Well, maybe not, especially as people try to make sense of their futures and this listless lifestyle we're all kind of living in quarantine. Comscore, a media analytics company, shows that traffic for major astrology sites like Astro, Cafe Astrology, and Astrology Zone increased in March when compared to February. One popular astrologer, Chani Nicholas, told The Times that this pandemic is bigger than we could have foreseen, even though we did know this year was going to be challenging. But the point now is, where can we go from here? That's when we look to each other. We don't keep looking to the planets. As some states begin to lift lockdown rules and restaurants cautiously open their doors, the next question is, will restaurant workers want to return? Radio MD's Bill Klaproth.
As restaurants begin to reopen, they're facing yet another problem caused by the pandemic. Their workers may not return. Jake Perez, editor at LinkedIn, says about half of all laid off or furloughed U.S. workers will likely earn more in boosted unemployment benefits than they did at work, challenging employers who have to figure out staffing needs while gauging customers' willingness to dine out again. All of this makes it difficult for owners as they try to ride out the pandemic or reopen. And as Alex Sherman, a reporter at CNBC, says, this presents a real quandary for restaurants and bars. It's a real mess. For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
Being asked to stay home is difficult for many, but it's even a greater burden for those battling addiction. Here to tell us about how coronavirus is ramping up addiction is Donna Marks, a licensed mental health and addiction counselor. So tell me about some of the struggles we're seeing with coronavirus ramping up addiction.
Well, one of the main problems is that most states have considered alcohol an essential business, and people who tend to be dependent on alcohol anyhow. And the other big one is sugar. So like ice cream, candy, you know, things like sweets. Both of those things are being used excessively right now by people who might already be inclined to be addicted to them and who are definitely addicted to them are using even more now. And so the big problem with that, aside from the addiction, is that those very things cause the problem with people who get coronavirus are more susceptible because those types of things, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, cause heart issues, cancer issues, affect the arteries, the brain, the kidneys, the liver. And those are the people who are dying from the virus, the people who have those kinds of conditions. And those kinds of conditions are almost always directly related to diet and lack of exercise.
And what about quarantine and isolation? How is that, you know, adding to just the stress and other stuff that people are having to deal with now?
Right. Well, quarantine and isolation, if you're peaceful, isn't a bad thing. But for people who are used to constantly reaching out for something to medicate their emotions, now they're stuck at home, so to speak, and they don't have the outlet of distractions outside of the home. So that is causing them to use more substances to self-medicate. And that combined with the fact that they're glued to the TV set, which is also fueling the anxiety and fear. So it's like a double-edged sword of, you know, being stuck at home and then watching TV and being more and more frightened. rather than doing things like reading or cooking or exercising and getting into the best shape that you can right now, and taking this as an opportunity to be as healthy as possible. So they're doing all the things that are making them more susceptible that if they get the illness, they're going to die, versus, you know, taking the time to learn how to meditate, to be quiet, to go for walks, get healthy instead of sick.
So what's some advice you would give to people? I guess this is a two-part question. Both those who were battling addiction before and are now, you know, kind of maybe home alone, being more affected by that. And then people who maybe weren't battling addiction, quote unquote, before the pandemic, but maybe are now leaning towards those vices of food, or they want a cigarette, or they're drinking a bit more. How can we reel all this in?
Yeah, for both of them, I would really encourage them to educate themselves about what an addiction is. It's normally defined as continuing to do the same thing in spite of negative consequences, because if someone does something and they have negative consequences, they stop doing it unless they're addicted. So that would be the first thing, is to educate yourself, to understand what addiction is. Most people don't even realize that they're addicted because they'll stop a behavior, but then they start it again. And each time they stop and start, they become more addicted. Mm. So a lot of people, especially with foods, and activities and you know, gambling, porn addiction and things like that, they don't even realize that they are addicted. It's never really crossed their mind that, you know, their habit is an addiction, or their, you know, compulsive behavior is an addiction. And so to educate themselves and to really use this time where you're kind of like forced into, we're all kind of forced into a timeout right now, but to use this time to grow rather than to regress into patterns of behavior that are not good for us, not good for us mentally, physically, or spiritually. There's lots of help online. There's, you know, if you're just curious, this is a great time to check out 12-step meetings online. They're being very well attended, and you can just be an observer and kind of listen and learn and see if you can relate to people. We're going to be doing an online course. We're launching it in the next week or two, how to exit the maze, one addiction, one cause, one cure. I've written a book, Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Cure. It's available on Amazon. But there is lots of information out there for people who are the least bit concerned that maybe they have an issue and they want to maybe take a risk, you know, have the courage to take a risk and just learn about it. That's the first step. Just be open-minded and willing to learn something new.
Great. Dr. Marks, anything else you want to add for people who might be listening and, you know, intrigued by just hearing all of this information?
Yes, I just really encourage people to take this time to get healthy. And it's not hard to do. I mean, you have complete control over your diet and what you're consuming, and you can still exercise, you know, walking and going outside. It's a great opportunity to spend time with family and do some old-fashioned things like play games, have quiet time, read books, things that are really good for the mind instead of, you know, damaging our bodies and violating ourselves. And then also, I have a website, www.drdonnamarks.com, and a Facebook page. And we would love people to subscribe. We have a free meditation to help people learn how to access their emotional heart center. And we also have a free evaluation questionnaire that we'll be offering soon. So would really love to hear from anyone who's listening.
Great. Well, Dr. Marks, thank you so much for your time and for this vital information.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on your show.
This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Daily. Tell us about how you're getting through quarantine or how you're staying busy at COVID19Daily@RadioMD.com. That's COVID19Daily@RadioMD.com. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll catch you one more time tomorrow before the week's over. I'm Caitlin White. Stay home and stay healthy.